After harassment, what to do when debt collectors break the law? Receiving calls from debt collectors can be stressful, but dealing with harassment that crosses legal boundaries requires immediate action. At Justice Consumer Law, we've seen how collectors violate federal protections designed to shield consumers from abusive practices. When this happens, you have more power than you might realize. Understanding your rights and taking specific legal steps puts you in control of the situation. What to do when debt collectors violate federal law? When debt collectors violate federal law, take immediate action. Document every interaction, demand written debt verification, and exercise your right to stop contact. These violations aren't just unethical, they're illegal, and federal protections allow you to hold collectors accountable through legal action. Recognizing when collectors cross the line, the Fair Debt Collection Practices Act exists specifically to prevent debt collectors from using tactics that are abusive, deceptive, or unfair. Yet violations happen every day across the country. Collectors break the law when they call repeatedly or at inappropriate hours, leave pre-recorded voicemails or robocalls, contact your workplace or family members without your consent, or continue calling after you've explicitly told them to stop. Threatening language, obscene remarks, and calls before 8 a.m. or after 9 p.m. also violate your protections. Some collectors go further, making false claims about the debt you owe, refusing to provide written verification when requested, or even telling your employer or relatives about your financial situation. These aren't just unethical tactics, they're illegal, and federal law allows you to demand. Document everything that happens the moment you suspect a collector has violated your rights. Start building a record. Save every voicemail, note the date and time of each call, and keep copies of any letters or text messages you receive. If a collector makes threats or uses inappropriate language, write down exactly what was said as soon as the call ends. This documentation becomes crucial evidence if you decide to pursue legal action. When collectors contact you, ask for their name, the company they represent, and details about the debt they claim you owe. You're entitled to this information, and their responses or refusal to provide it can reveal whether they're operating within legal boundaries. Keep a simple log with columns for date, time, caller information, and a brief summary of what happened during each interaction. Demand written verification, one of your strongest protections under the FDCPA, is the right to demand that collectors verify the debt in writing. Within 5 days of first contacting you, collectors must send a written notice that includes the amount owed, the name of the creditor, and a statement of your right to dispute the debt. If you don't receive this notice, or if you have any doubts about whether you actually owe the money, send a written request asking the collector to validate the debt. Once you make this request, the collector must stop all collection activities until they provide adequate verification. This pause gives you time to review the information and determine your next steps. Many consumers discover during this process that the debt is incorrect, outdated, or belongs to someone else entirely. Debt buyers who purchase old accounts frequently lack proper documentation, which means they sometimes pursue debts they cannot legally prove. Exercise your right to stop contact. You have the legal right to tell collectors to stop contacting you, and they must comply. Send a written letter stating clearly that you want all communication to cease. Use certified mail with return receipt requested so you have proof the company received your demand. After receiving this letter, the collector can only contact you one more time to confirm their stopping communication or to inform you of specific actions they plan to take, such as filing a lawsuit. This doesn't make the debt disappear, but it does end the harassment. Collectors who continue calling after receiving your cease contact letter are violating federal law, which opens the door for you to take legal action against them. Some people worry that stopping contact will make their situation worse, but exercising your rights doesn't give collectors any additional power over you. Understanding robocall protections, automated calls, and pre-recorded messages from debt collectors fall under the Telephone Consumer Protection Act. This law restricts robocalls and requires your prior consent before collectors can use automated dialing systems to reach you. If you're receiving repeated robocalls about a debt, especially calls to your cell phone, the collector may be violating the TCPA. You can revoke consent for robocalls at any time, even if you previously agreed to receive them. Violations of the TCPA can result in financial compensation, with damages potentially reaching hundreds or thousands of dollars, depending on the number of illegal calls you received. Courts take these violations seriously because automated calling systems can generate dozens or even hundreds of calls in a short period, multiplying the harm to consumers. When collectors sue and garnish wages, some collection efforts escalate to lawsuits and wage garnishment. Creditors must follow strict legal procedures before they can garnish your wages, and mistakes happen frequently in this process. You have the right to contest garnishment, especially if the collector failed to properly serve you with lawsuit papers, if the debt is too old to collect under your state's statute of limitations, or if the amount claimed is incorrect. Federal and state laws limit how much of your paycheck can be garnished. Creditors cannot leave you without enough income to meet basic living expenses. If you're facing garnishment, reviewing the situation with someone who understands debt collection defense can reveal whether the collector followed proper procedures and whether you have grounds to challenge the garnishment. Taking legal action against violators when debt collectors break the law, you can sue them. The FDCPA allows you to recover actual damages for financial losses or emotional distress caused by illegal collection practices, plus statutory damages violations. Importantly, if you win your case, the law requires the debt collector to pay your attorney fees, which means you can pursue justice without upfront costs. Class action lawsuits offer another avenue when a collector's illegal practices affect multiple people. Joining with other consumers who experienced similar violations can strengthen your case and share the burden of legal expenses. Many law firms handling these cases work on contingency, meaning they only get paid if they recover compensation for you. Getting professional help navigating consumer protection laws while dealing with financial stress can feel overwhelming. Attorneys who focus on defending consumer rights understand both the FDCPA and related laws like the Fair Credit Reporting Act, which protects you from credit reporting errors that often accompany debt collection problems. They can review your situation, explain your options, and handle communication with collectors on your behalf. Many consumer protection attorneys offer free consultations to evaluate your case. During this review, they'll look at whether collectors violated your rights, what evidence you have, and what outcomes you might expect. Because the law requires violators to pay attorney fees when consumers win, you may be able to pursue your case without paying anything out of pocket. Moving forward after harassment, debt collector harassment can leave you feeling powerless, but federal law gives you tools to fight back. By documenting violations, exercising your rights to stop contact and demand verification, and seeking legal guidance when collectors break the rules, you shift from being a victim to being someone who holds these companies accountable. The protections exist for a reason, to ensure that even when you owe money, you're treated with basic dignity and respect. Conclusion: dealing with debt collector harassment doesn't have to be a battle you face alone. At Justice Consumer Law, our experienced consumer protection attorneys understand the complexities of the Fair Debt Collection Practices Act and fight relentlessly to protect your rights. We've helped countless individuals across the nation hold abusive collectors accountable and restore their financial peace of mind. Our no-cost guarantee means you'll never pay out of pocket whether we win or lose. If we succeed, the law requires the other side to pay our fees. Don't let illegal harassment continue another day. Schedule your free consultation with our team and let us handle the legal fight while you focus on moving forward. Your rights deserve protection, and we're here to ensure you get the justice you deserve. FAQ 1. How many times can a debt collector legally call me in 1 week? Debt collectors cannot call more than 7 times within a 7-day period under the FDCPA. Exceeding this limit constitutes illegal harassment, and you should document each call for potential legal action. 2. Can debt collectors contact my employer or family members about my debt? No, collectors cannot discuss your debt with employers or family without your consent. Doing so violates the FDCPA, and you may have grounds to sue them for damages and compensation. 3. What should I do if I don't think I owe the debt a collector is claiming? Send a written debt verification request within 30 days. Collectors must stop collection activities until they provide proof you owe the debt, including documentation from the original creditor. 4. Will telling a debt collector to stop calling me make my legal situation worse? No, exercising your right to stop contact doesn't worsen your situation. Send a written cease contact letter, and collectors must comply by law while you retain all legal defenses. 5. Can I get compensation if a debt collector violated the law when contacting me? Yes, you can recover actual damages for violation. The collector pays your attorney fees if you win, meaning no out-of-pocket legal costs for you.